This is WEAP. Standing by.
W8FP. KE8GFM. Good morning. Good morning. Boy, oh boy. Temperature is enough. I guess this is as warm as it's going to be all day. Good idea. What's to come? Yeah, I'm looking forward to the weather getting warmer. Hoping to have my boat by the end of the week or early next week, so starting to feel like that time of year anyway. Was that you, Dakota? Go ahead.
Yep, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, 55. Better than the, was it 26 yesterday, or was that the day before when we were getting sleet? That was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And that's 63 degrees over here. Good morning. W8. Yeah, mine's just 50, what does it say, 55 or 56 as well. But my, Alexa device, told me it was 63, so that was kind of odd, but this must be a cold front coming in, because they said it was going to be a low of 49, and that right now is as warm as it was going to be, so I'm guessing a cold front's moving in. I don't know, Davian? Yeah, there's some kind of front moving in. Isn't it supposed to get a little worse here before it gets better?
Good morning, Donald. Go ahead. I'll let you answer that one.
Oh, heck, I don't know. I don't pay attention to the weather. I just, every morning, I just ask it, Google what the weather is, just so that I can pretty much decide whether I'm going to wear a heavier shirt, you know, long sleeves, short sleeves, t-shirt, you know, it just kind of gives me the high and the low. And that's about the extent of what I know about the weather. Until I walk outside, I can see it rain. Well, of course, who didn't know that? It rained pretty torrentially last night. But that was just an observation. I don't know the forecast. Looking out to the west here, it looks... above, it looks like we got a break, but it looks to the west maybe like clouds, so I don't know, maybe we're going to get whacked again, but shrug, whatever, we'll survive, right?
K8RUH.
Well, go ahead, Anthony, and pass us to Damien.
Just wanted to say good morning. It sounds like the topic is this fantastic weather. I think we're done with the storms. There was one band that just went through, finally hit all the way to the east side on my side of town 20 minutes ago, and I think we're done for the day. Over to you, Davian.
Well, kind of a tangent, but I know there's potholes, like, all over the place now with, and, what was it, not last night, Tuesday night, I was driving through Pontiac coming home, and I hit a pothole and blew up my tire, so I got to buy a new set of tires for my truck yesterday, and, so when you're going through Pontiac, be careful. There's some potholes if you're cutting across from M59, or is that Huron Street, over to Orchard Lake. I forget what road it is, but
Yeah, you got to watch the potholes out there because they will swallow truck tires.
I swear I heard Donald out here. Donald, are you out here?
Yes, good morning. I'm here. I just wanted to say we're at 63. I live 80 feet up in the air. I got water in my living room, so that's the brunt of my day. And I know of two repeaters that are down, one on GMRS and one on the amateur side. Other than that, thank you for recognizing me, and I believe this is a, goes over to Sean.
No, I think it would go Dakota. Go ahead and make yours.
All right, Donald. I'm not sure how you got. Was it raining sideways? What, how, did it come through the door wall, or what, how did you get water in the living room? And Billion, you're the first person I know that's blowing up a truck tire in a pothole. That's got to be a good sized one, yeah. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard of people being able to collect from the city, but good luck with that. Funny, I can't pay its bills as it is. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's unfortunate, man. Pop a tire, and you got to buy all four. I'm looking at that with mine. Wondering what's got you out and about this early, Davey, and you're normally not out and about now. And, yeah, as far as getting water in, this rain came really heavy from the east, and Don BB pointed that out yesterday. Yeah, that's not normal. You know, normally rain comes out of the west or southwest, and you know about any leakage you got coming from that direction. But when the rain comes in torrentially from the east, you find all sorts of things you didn't know leaked. Ooh, that has a leak, so, especially in older homes. But I found a couple. I'm like, what the hell is that? Oh, my God. So, because it was coming in so hard from the east. Crazy stuff. Go ahead, Anthony. Pass it over to Dakota.
I'll just stay out of Pontiac. I just put four new tires on yesterday, so I'd prefer to not have to rebuy them. That would be an expensive week. And anytime there's water in your house, apartment, dwelling, whatever, it sucks. So, not all that feels for you. Over to you, Davian.
Yeah, I think the worst part about it is it looks like the exercise is not done because I'm looking at the tires now. And one of them is 10 pounds lower than the other. So it looks like the rim that got hit in the pothole looks like it has a slow leak on it. So if anybody has any ideas on how to get rims repaired, I don't even know where to start. But yeah, it looks like I got a slow leak on the rim that went into the pothole. Oh, well. I'm not sure who's next anymore. Maybe Dakota?
I believe it's Donald, so we'll go Sean, Anthony, Damian, Donald, Dakota. Donald, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in with how my survival went last night, and I was up for 4 hours dealing with the door wall leaking, and yeah, they fixed it about 2 years ago. So this is the first time it leaked, but I had a soup pot down, a 3-liter size soup pot sitting underneath there and towels and stuff, and the pot got a little more than half full over the course of about 4 hours, so it was a significant drip, and there's video of it. I sent it to Sean this morning. I said, this is what my fun was last night, but so that's about all I was going to have, was just the temperature and my fiasco with it, so I'm going to back out, and I got an eye doctor appointment I got to get ready for this morning. Got to go over to the east side of Warren to get that taken care of. So everybody have a great day and enjoy this. It looks to be like a nice morning until it turns. turns over. Just all the best, guys. W-A-R-C-Y, Dakota, go ahead, I believe.
All right, Donald, good hearing from you. I could love through your door wall. Hopefully they get that taken care of for you. Called JRE Tire, and I'm sure they exist all over the place, but they specialize in takeoffs, and, I bought whole sets of tires there that were takeoffs. People come in with brand new cars, and they have rims and tires put on, so they've got these very low mileage takeoffs, and I've done that a couple of times when I had a lease turn in that was going to be, they were going to knock me for tires. By God, the last thing you want to do is have them do it, because they'll do it at the dealer rate. So, yeah, which reminds me, I got excessive wear on my car, 20,000 miles on it, already needs replacement tires. The guy at the dealership the other day, he tells me, he says, yeah, he goes, these tires, they don't come as deep a tread, and so they wear faster and blah, blah, blah. I go, that's all mumbo jumbo. It says right there, 60,000 mile warranty. I said, so I don't care how they make them or how they start or how they finish. If they need replacing at 20,000, something's wrong. He's like, well, the tires just aren't, good. And, I'm like, you're not hearing me. Anyhow, frustrations. Tires. Ugh. But they're important, man. Got to have good ones. Anthony?
Davian, I don't know what the place is called, but it may be the place that Sean is talking about. It is on 14 and Winder, I want to say, on the, would it be the north side of the road, and they repair rims, or they did at one point, probably 8 years ago or so. I had a rim leak and took it there, and they did their magic and fixed my wheel. So might be worth looking into it. I can't remember the name of it. If I drive past it or remember the name of it, I will throw it in Telegram for you. But yeah, it was inexpensive, all things being relative. I can't remember what it was. It was also 8 years ago, so it's probably more expensive now, but well worth the time and having them fix it for me rather than buy a new wheel. Over to you.
Was it discount?
Nope, closer to the Quinder. Was not discount.
All right, pretty good. Well, but I'm going to let you guys go because I just got back to the house, so I'm going to run in and get my breakfast. Nice chat with everybody. Take it easy. It's ADA, DFM.
All right, Dave, good luck. Hopefully find somewhere and don't have to buy a new rim. I don't know if you guys have seen these new Rivian SUVs. I always talk about these stupid electric vehicles, but they look kind of sick.
Which one before I go? Which specific one?
I'm behind it right now. It's a Rivian, but it's the SUV, not the truck.
All right, I'll have to check that out. That sounds vaguely familiar, but I can't recall
seeing one. Doesn't look like that Tesla monstrosity, does it? Anyhow, I like my trucks to look like trucks, not dumpsters. But Rivian, is that a brand? I don't know, Anthony?
Yeah, they're were a local EV manufacturer. Yeah, Dakota, I think I have seen those unless they came out with a new model. They're pretty sharp. But man, I know you're dying to get an EV. I don't know why. But they're not for me, man. My wife could drive one. She drives like 6 miles a day. But I'm not ready for it.
Yeah, it's a Rivian, the brand. They make a truck, and that's the first time I've seen the SUV. I don't know if they've got anything else. And I don't know. I'm super indifferent on it. I want to try it, but I know that it would make sense for me because I literally go to work and come home. So it's not like I need to worry about it. We don't travel. We don't do anything. And if I do, I'll just take my wife's car. But they don't make sense, right? The infrastructure is not there yet, and the cost savings, there isn't any, right? Like, yeah, sure, you don't have to pay for gas, but the vehicle costs more than a regular vehicle, so it's pretty stupid. If they were half the price of a regular vehicle, by all means, but I don't see the point in spending more money on an electric vehicle for the inconvenience.
One last comment.
Go ahead.
The place on 14 Mile west of DeQuinder is called Detroit Wheel and Tire, and it's just west of Discount Tire that Sean was talking about. That looks like the place. And there is a Rivian dealership or something on 13 Mile somewhere. My guy from Enterprise just left Enterprise to work for Rivian. That's the only dealership I know of in the area. 13 in John R. area, and I can't find it, but that's what they told me. All right, I'm out of here. I got to get myself ready for an eye doctor appointment. Again, everybody have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. Good luck with the eye appointment. So, yeah, cool. I'm going to check that out when I get in. Rivian. Very cool. But, I'd love to have an electric vehicle. It would be ideal for us. You have two, right? You have a gas vehicle for traveling or, you know, we need that. And then, but our second vehicle, it would probably even be our primary vehicle, could easily be an electric. My problem is, I'd want to keep a garage. I wouldn't want an EV outside, especially in the winter. And, so I'd want the charger inside and all that stuff. And, but the biggest thing is I'd be reluctant to own one. And just because, you know, when it gets the battery replacement, it's thousands of dollars. Now, it's getting better all the time, but it's still, if that'd be like saying that, buy this new, Ford 250 and then say, yeah, in about, 8 years, you're going to have to put a whole new, you're going to have a whole new engine and trans put in it. I'd be like, what? I expect to have some repairs, but I don't expect to have to put a whole new drivetrain in it. That's kind of what you buy into with the EVs. In about 8 years or so, you're going to be putting in thousands of dollars repowering it, right? So that's, I think, for me, would be the biggest cost of, the biggest prohibitor. Other than that, I'm fine with it. I don't drive in a way that would prohibit me from or give me any kind of range anxiety. So I'd love to do one. I'd have to lease it just for that reason alone. Anthony? Maybe he's getting a coffee. Yeah, Sean, I'm with you on that 100%. I would have a hard time buying one, just knowing that after X amount of charges and time that, you're going to incur some battery replacement costs. Now, in comparison, I don't know,
it depends on the vehicle too, right? Like my dad's got a Ford F-250, and he put two motors and three transmissions in it. One of the reasons I'm not a Ford guy, and I had a Ford that cost me a ton of money. So there's repairs on any vehicle you own. It's just how big are they? Oh my God, the Clinton River is literally up like 8 feet.
Anthony, you back? I'm at the drive-thru window. Okay, past the window. Anthony must be lost to a phone call or something. But yeah, I didn't check the Clinton as I went by it a couple of times here. But I saw some film over on the CMN Slack that had the rivers up pretty darn high. We had a lot of rain, man.
Yeah, my backyard is, like, literally underwater. I mean, I've sent pictures before. Like, it's not great, and now it's really not great, but even my parents' house, their whole front yard is underwater, so we got a ton of it.
Where'd you go, Anthony? All right, I'm next up at the window here. I'll be right back. Still at the window here, but I think I'm all clear. They just got to hand me my coffee. But, you know, the other one that I like is that Maverick. They have a Maverick, a hybrid. I wouldn't have any anxiety over that. So I was looking at that. I don't know what the jury is on those. Are they, are there any major flaws with those that I have to be aware of? You familiar with the Maverick?
I think they would suit you well. It's pretty much an Escape with a bed. I want to say they share the same unibody chassis or whatever the hell it's called. It's not a frame vehicle. The only downside of those things, as soon as you start going up in trim, they get real expensive real fast. I think they start at like 24 or 28 for like the work truck model, but then you start getting into loaded up XLT, they're mid-40s.
Yeah, I hadn't really priced one, so I don't really know where they fall. And I do generally like my vehicles gussied up a bit, so I would be looking at a high-level trim one. I'll have to see what that's all about. But it could work really well for me. And, I almost wish I would have got the hybrid in my Escape, but... But, you know, the problem, the one I bought my last car, it's an Escape. And I planned on, just keeping it as our grocery getter long term. And I bought the 7-year, 70,000 mile. We don't drive that much, hence why an EV would work. But, I almost wish I would have got the hybrid in that, except that damn battery thing. That's the thing that really kind of... I think they could probably sell more of those if they sold them and they said that, they come with, one super discounted or one battery replacement, build it into the initial cost or something somehow and just say that we're going to cover your first battery replacement, somewhere between this and this. And, then people would be like, okay, I'm not going to worry too much about it. I don't know if that's something the other people worry about, but boy, to me, to buying one, that really, because even if you sell it, even if you sell it after 4 years or five, now you're selling a vehicle that the next buyer knows they're going to be looking at getting batteries very shortly after buying it, and it's going to absolutely destroy the resale price. Anthony, if you're back, otherwise back to Dakota.
No, I think ultimately what they need to figure out is how they can refurbish, repurpose, whatever, these batteries instead of just making them disposable. I'm sure there's some sort of recycling with air quotes. But the technology, I think, is the problem, right? Like, you can't really refurbish a lithium battery, at least not to my knowledge, so I don't know what that process would look like. But I worked with a guy who's got a 20 and he's got 200,000 miles on it, and his battery's still at 85% right. So he's like, my range went down a little bit. Like, it's not like I can't drive the car to the grocery store. So, think about 200,000 miles on a vehicle, by the time you put 200,000 miles on any other vehicle, that vehicle is pretty much at the end of its life anyway, at least most of them, right? Like, you're not going to, I don't think you're going to run a compact sedan or anything for 200 plus thousand miles without starting to dump money into it.
Well, okay, now that makes a difference, right? Yeah, if you're getting out to that, you know, if you're getting out to that miles with it, then, you know, a lot less troublesome. Anyhow, I'm wondering what repeater you're on. You sound kind of washed out and distant. You're clear, you're holding, but you sound a little washed out and like you're just holding it. And I am backing into my spot at work, so after that I'll have to probably make it my last.
I was on 2-6, but I'm backed up against the Clinton River, so my antenna's behind me, and I'm not exactly facing Warren. I am facing Warren, but my antenna's not, so I'm on UMP now. I should be better.
Okay, yeah, much better. So, all right, I don't know what happened to Anthony, but I'm here. I'm parked. I got to get inside. So, everybody have a fun day. We'll talk to you on the drive home, maybe. W8FU.
Yeah, copy that. I'm sitting in the parking lot. I'll talk to you later. NADBF, have a good day.
AFAGRC. Dakota, are you still there?
WAEAP.
KAAUGQ mobile monitoring.
Okay, Cisco's are back online.
Zero Foxtrot 8, Bravo Whiskey Foxtrot, radio check. NAKPP mobile.
NAKPPN1KRD, how are you doing today?
Very good. Weather's moderated a little bit. Temperature's a little bit nicer. The skies are blue. And we didn't get blown away last night. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, agreed. I'm definitely enjoying this weather. Just sitting in the car, trying to get a little bit of work done. Extending the trip before I head home. But yeah, it's a beautiful day out here.
Yeah, very good. Well, I missed your call, Fon. I had my volume turned down low. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, this is N1KRD. We spoke one other time, I believe. Name here is Nick, over here in Southfield.
Oh, very good. I remember you. Yeah, that's good. Very good. Yeah, getting work done in the car, I do that. I got my iPad this morning, though. Usually I carry that with me, and that's how I meet the end of work and everything else like that. I lost my pen for it, so there goes another $100. I'm going to have to go look for that or go buy another one. I don't like the way the pen mounts on it.
Yeah, I haven't used that. I've definitely seen those. It looks nice, iPad pens, but, ouch, yeah, $100 for one of those? That's, they get you. It probably costs $125 now with the tariffs kicking in.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of a fan of his, and now I'm starting to wonder, but then again, I guess, you know, we have to try something new, so one or two things are going to happen. Like we always say at work, you're either going to be a champ or a chump. So hopefully he'll be a champ, but right now he's looking like a chump.
Yeah, we'll be interested to see how this plays out. I don't have a good forecast, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
10-4. Where are you at? You got kind of a palm in your signal. Weird.
I am in Southfield near 9 Mile and Southfield Freeway. I'm on the 2.6. Let me switch over in a sec to the West Bloomfield, maybe see if that clears it up. N1KRD on the 2.5 West Bloomfield. Any different?
Sounds about the same. Just a bit more of a popcorn, but it seems like your hum is gone. It was weird. It was kind of like a PL hum, but one that you could hear, you know, AC hum or something of that nature. I can't really describe what it was all about, but it was there.
Yeah, thanks for letting me know on that. This, yeah, I'm using like a Bluetooth hand mic, so I don't know. I have issues with it sometimes, so it might be another thing that's coming from that. I'm not sure.
Not very good. What kind of radio are you using?
The brand is VGC. It's a VRN7500. There's no display on the head of the radio. It's just all kind of controlled by Bluetooth. So I got the radio in the trunk, and then this little, looks like a handheld kind of, but it's just a Bluetooth speaker mic.
Oh, wow. Say the brand again. I haven't heard of that one. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, the brand is VGC, Victor Golf Charlie. I think the full name is like Vero Communications Group.
Is that a Chinese radio, or is that something else more mainstream? I like the idea of it. Put the box in the trunk, run some power to it. Got a nice short coax lead, and...
That's all kind of like a neat idea.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like the radio. It's it is a Chinese company. They got a new handheld that's out now to the N76. If you ever like look at ham stuff on YouTube, you might have seen some videos because it's got like a Bluetooth KISS TNC and it does APRS. This mobile unit does APRS too. So it all runs off an app and get more functionality running on Android, but it works for iOS too. It's a unique, you know, it's like $180 for those 50 watts on VHF and 40 on UHF, and I like it.
And you program it with the app, I take it?
Yep, that's right. It holds, like, it's got 32 channels per memory bank. I don't know what there is, maybe like 6 banks or something you can have. It's all programmed through the app.
I think it's dual band VHF, UHF, and nothing digital, no DMR or anything like that. And I think it's good.
Yeah, that's right. VHF, UHF, and like I said, yeah, it does the APRS, so I get that kind of package deal, but no other digital modes integrated in there.
Very good. Okay. All right, Nick, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to make a couple phone calls here, and got a couple of them I'm supposed to return, and I'm going to be at the office here in about 5, and I want to get those done before I get in the office, because that'll be another bank of phone calls. So I'm going to let you go, and I am going to research your radio. I want to check that out. I don't think I'll get one, but I do want to see the images of it, things like that. So you have a good day. Pleasure talking to you as always, and drive safe out there. A pair of yours.
All right, yeah, thanks for the quick chat, and we'll catch you next time. Yeah, there is, they got a new one set to come out. They don't have a release date yet, so mine's the N7500. They got the N7600, the updated version coming out soon, so we'll see. N8KPP, N1KRD, catch you next time.
KF8DQP, listening in.
KF8DQP, was it? This is N1KRD. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing great. Just having a little lunch, and my kids wanted to see who was on the repeater.
All right, sounds good. I'm running a little bit late for lunch myself, but you got Nick over here in Southfield.
My name is Nikolai in Macomb.
All right, Nikolai, good to meet you. Yeah, my wife likes to call me Nikolai, so, yeah, another one. What you guys having for lunch today?
I'm at Friday.
I didn't catch that. What was that you're having for lunch?
That was my little boy, James, saying that it flooded around our house from all the rain.
Well, hopefully the water stayed out of the house. Yeah, it was definitely coming down last night. And I got a toilet in my basement, and it was, like, gurgling, like, the outdoors. We have a drain in our driveway. I think it wasn't quite keeping up or something. It was a little concerning, but we made it through with no water in the house, so that's good.
Yeah, good to hear. That's always a moment of a little bit of panic. Well, I'm going to get back to work myself, but have a great lunch. And remind me your call sign again. I'm new to ham radio as of a couple weeks ago, so just trying to log some of the people I meet.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, yeah, enjoy your lunch, too. Yeah, this is Nick over here, N1KRD, November 1, Kilo Romeo Delta. And I will catch you next time. Have a good day. And 73.
I think I'm going to go to the store and buy a kite.
Yes. Hi, is that Wally?
No, it is not Wally. It is I.
Hey, Uncle Wally, how am I sounding? Am I sounding good? Because I'm over here with Lowfield. And from here, I'm hitting the Warren repeater. You believe that?
Yeah, it's Sean, Jack. Yeah, you're doing fine. You wouldn't have to, but, you know, you're right there by the West Bloomfield repeater. Is there any reason you're not using that one?
No, Sean, it's not on the radio. You know, and I'm probably can put it on the radio, but I'm on the walkie-talkie. And last week I was over my sister's house, Linda. I couldn't get on one repeater at all from West Wolfville. But now I'm on the lake, you know, Cass Lake. I don't know how, but it's making it to Warren repeater.
All right, I gotcha. Okay, so you don't have West Bloomfield programmed in that radio. Well, what the hell is Eric waiting for? I mean, there's a task here that has to be accomplished, and I'm just seriously disappointed Eric doesn't have you all straightened out.
He's been busy, that's why. Yeah, he's been really busy, that's why. Anyhow, I don't know if that 625, it was down this morning. I don't know if it's up now or not. I'm not on it at all.
No, I saw your text about that. I just haven't been in a do anything about it. I'll probably be able to knock it out within a half an hour or so. But God darn it, I'm stuck behind a bulldozer, which is on Grosbeck Highway. So we're all doing 20 miles an hour because we're behind a bulldozer. Anywho, I'll try to get that knocked out within a half an hour here.
No problem, John. You know, I tried this morning to get a hold of Randall. He's there by the airport. And I just want to see how he's doing because he had an operation. I had an operation, so I just want to see if that's all he's doing. Which is no big deal, anyhow. Roger.
Jack, if you need to use a repeater and it ain't available, that's a big deal. We'll get it fixed.
Oh, John, whatever you do, we really appreciate it. No problem at all. Whatever you do, whatever you can get to it, you can get to it. That's all it is.
Yeah, no, like you said, I saw your text earlier, and I just got tied up, busy on some stuff, and I'm just leaving one job right now. So I'm going to be on the road here for a bit. So it does take me long. I just got to reboot it. Unless something bad happened in the storm, you know, and I got really taken out. But normally I just got to reboot it, and it'll be back online. So, all right, anyhow, I'm going to make a couple of phone calls here, and I heard you see up there, so I figured I'd say hi. You're doing just fine. And tell Linda I said hello.
Thank you, John. You take care. And we'll talk later anyhow. KFA-ERT.
All right. W-A-F-U.
KFA-ERT, N1-KRD.
Here's the guy with the Valley Road. What's happening? I don't know. How did you come here? I have no idea.
Hey, Jack, it's Nick over here, N1KRD on this side, WRVV525 on the other side. I just heard you on here, wanted to give you a shout. I know it's been a little while since you got your license, but congratulations on that. I haven't had a chance to tell you that yet.
No problem, Nick, no problem. How you doing? And how it's worked? A little tired?
Yeah, doing good. I'm a little tired. You probably can hear it in my voice. I'm still drinking the coffee, trying to get through the day. But yeah, enjoying the weather today, so making the best of it.
That's nice. Well, good to hear you out there, really. I'm glad you know I was here. And that's the first time we'll connect, me and you, Roger.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear you finally passed the test. I heard you on here a couple times on this side, but I wasn't able to key up at those times. So I had a free minute here, so I thought I might give you a shout. But it sounds like you're having a good day over there in the wake.
Yeah, with the fresh air and all that, you know, and you smell on the water lake. You can say that, you know. Yeah, but not much really boating going on, except I see one boat and that was it.
Yeah, maybe a little early for the bigger boats, but they'll be out there before too long, that's for sure.
All right, Nick. Good to hear you out there, and good talking to you, by the way. You take care. KFA, BRC, clear.
All right, Jack, yeah, enjoy the day. We'll catch you next time. KFA, BRC, N1, KRD. I'll be clear also.
KFA, BBC, monitoring.
KFA DBA mobile.
K-8,
R-U-H? Yeah, Theta.
Missed that call. Who was that? Was that Dave?
Yep. Kilo, Foxtrot, 8-C-A.
K-8, R-U-H, Anthony. How you doing?
Pretty good. Weather's nice. I want to be outside. But right now I'm having some coffee.
Coffee.
I could use a cup of coffee. Who is that, Eric?
It was Eric at his desk. He's not allowed to talk, otherwise his boss will think he's not working.
Too much talking, not enough working. His teachers have probably been telling him that for years.
Hey, how's my audio right now, man?
It's a little bit quiet.
My window's now in traffic.
You're better before.
Well, all the guys out here in the afternoon are really quiet. So I'm just trying to be like everybody else.
Well, I think it's some of the repeaters are tuned one way and some of the repeaters are tuned a different way. I don't think they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I got Dave coming in pretty loud, and I know, Eric, you always tell me that, I'm coming in quiet, but, I don't hear that from anyone else.
Well, they're lying to you. Well, you're kind of excited now, and you're talking loud, so you're almost normal now. You're almost normal now, but no, then once you get into the conversation, you start drifting away from the mic like this.
Anyways, I want to know if Dakota got it or played with, I know he got the antenna up, but has he tried it yet?
Yeah, I talked to him last night, he was on his HT, and I was hearing him, he was getting into the Romeo repeater on like half a watt, and then as he progressed, I was able to hear him better and better. So, yeah, he can, on an HT with half a watt to 5 watts, he's getting into the Romeo repeater, so he's pretty happy.
Very good, and we all know that the Romeo repeater is hard to get into, so if he's doing it with half a watt, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think he's pretty happy with his little investment that he made into that antenna, and it'll be even better once he gets it outside this summer.
Yeah, I currently don't have anything permanent on the house. I have a one of those Comet 2x4s. It's on a mag mount on top of an electric box on the side of the house to avoid the HOA police. And it does okay, but I figure it's only good for repeaters. Not really going to be good talking simplex.
Imagine it would be great talking simplex, but if you were talking simplex pretty local and you had a mobile going at 40, 50 watts, you'd probably be able to get out a little ways.
Yeah, I just got to convince myself to go up in the attic before it gets hot, and I got the same antenna that Dakota has, Comet GP3. And I'll probably do something similar, put it over in the attic. It's from my old house, so the only thing I need is more coax, and then try to fish it downstairs. So, but very good. So hopefully he'll be out here and tell us more.
Yeah, I don't know what time his normal drive home is, so he could either be any moment or already home or not for 45 minutes. Who knows?
Excellent. Oh, man, it's so nice being outside. So, yeah, yesterday I had a bunch of, I think I've told a couple people this. Yesterday I had, my gutter was clogged. I had this big waterfall from, you know, two stories of water coming down the roof, and it's supposed to go down the downspout and then into the yard, but it was just going everywhere, and I had to, I took a broom, and I was just whacking at the gutter. There's a dent in the gutter right now. But it eventually unblocked, and then all this water just flowed. It was awesome.
I'm sure it's super satisfying to watch. I know this morning I had to unclog the drain in front of my house. We had water up over the curb, and that's always fun to watch the vortex of water go down the drain.
Have you ever seen those YouTube videos where they do the drain cleaning? Like, there's this one guy, I don't know why he does it, but he just goes, like, along the highways where it's flooded, and he'll go and find the drain, and he'll drain all the water on the roof.
Yeah, I have seen those, and that is definitely satisfying to watch.
Brad and the, what is it called, the ones where they're cleaning up people's yards for free?
Yeah, those I get sucked into every time, because I love a well-edged lawn. I don't know what it is, but I love when a lawn is edged really well.
It's getting to that time of year, too. We're going to have to start doing it. And I just had my sprinklers activated today, but it's supposed to freeze. So I'm like thinking, I don't know if it was such a wise idea.
You'll just have to make sure you run them even when it's freezing so that the water keeps moving through them.
I don't think it'll get that. I mean, it's going to get cold. It's going to be below freezing, but it's like it's not going to stay. It'll warm up during the day. And now the ground's probably sufficiently warm. So I'm just wondering when they're going to do the fertilizer. I'm being a company this year. This is like the first time I did this where I just pay somebody to do it. It ended up being a little bit cheaper, I calculated, than me going off and getting fertilizer and then me having to buy a what do you call those things, the fertilizer thing and all that fun stuff. And so we'll see. It's all, you know, the first year they give you a discount, the second year then they start charging you more.
A fertilizer spreader maybe, but yeah, totally. And you know what, I have seen around my neighborhood, fertilizer signs already out, so I think some of the companies are already fertilizing the yards that they've been contracted to.
This is KD8SJW radio check.
That was KD8SJW, and we can hear you.
Very good. I agree to have. I have a company do the spreading of the chemicals. You never know what they'll find out later. It was like Roundup or something there that might not be good for us. Because they sell stuff first and worry about the health risks later. Thanks for the turn 73.
That's true with the roundup. I mean, there's been so many lawsuits with that. But I use some of that stuff for, like, spot weeding, but I don't think I'm going to have that here. Pretty new cement. But last house I was at, so much crack cement.
Yeah, I also think at this point, if you are putting fertilizer down, we kind of know that there's some sort of risk to it. You're putting something that doesn't belong there to kill something else that doesn't belong there, or we assume it doesn't belong there. So, you know, I think there's some assumed risk in that.
Yep, this is true. But just looking at, you should see what all the floods that are around here. We have like this nature preserve area. I mean, that's totally flooded, and we have so many frogs. They're happy. They got lots of places to go. Saw a couple ducks, but a lot of the construction workers, they were busy like trying to remove water really fast. I saw them early today.
Yeah, that whole Clinton River drainage over there is quite a floodplain. It gets pretty wild over there, some of those golf courses and things like that.
Unfortunately, I'm away from them. I did my homework before I decided where I was going to build, and I looked on the FEMA website to see where the floodplain is, so I should be safe over here, but, you know, you can always have some pump backups and things like that happen.
For sure. Hey, Dave, I'm pulling up to my destination here, so I will catch up with you soon, and hopefully we'll be able to listen if Dakota hops on. You guys start talking about antennas or something, but I will catch up with you soon. It's KARU8, and I will be clear on your final.
All right, very good, and just like KZ8, Dave, I just finished my coffee, so that means I have to stop talking. But I'll be monitoring. KF8S.
NADF.
KF8S.
What's going on?
Not much, sitting on the porch. Wait, it's getting colder, unfortunately. Boo. It was nice earlier today.
My truck still says 64. There's no way that's right, right? My watch says 59.
Yep, 59. Well, your truck's black, though, so the sun will heat it up more. I don't know. You got sun where you're at, or is it cloudy, like over here?
No, my truck's white, and it's all cloudy. I mean, I don't think so. Overcast and ugly.
Yeah, I think I haven't looked up, like, the radar. I think there's a cold front coming, so we're going to get cold again. So we enjoyed it for a day, and then, well, it was enough at least for the sprinkler people to come and check my sprinklers.
Yeah, I would like to think we're out of the frost and freezing stuff, right? Did they blow out your lines, or is your lines already blown out? Did they turn them back on, I should say?
Yeah, they wanted to come last week, so I know we're gonna have some nights where it gets down to 20, but I don't think it's gonna freeze. And they're even telling me don't even run it for a couple weeks, because, you know, after all that rain we had yesterday,
Right, we're in the wet season. I don't think you're going to need to run those for a while.
That's what human says. Mosquito trying to bite me right now.
Burn it with fire. Whoever broke in, go ahead.
I just said that's what she said. Missed Anthony. He was just out here.
Anthony!
I'm just running out for a pizza pie. And I am here. I'm just trying to get out of my damn parking lot. Not one car has gotten out on the whole road.
All right, I'll be back. WNFU. I hate Hall Road. I avoided it. I hate Hall Road so much that I got a membership at that other warehouse by Selfridge now.
BJ's?
Double.
Who'd I double with?
Oh, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, it's getting bad now. Or not bad, but like, it was nice being outside for a moment. Now I want to go in.
I've been cooped up in my office all day, so I got the windows cracked, and I'm patiently waiting to start commuting home, but 5 o'clock traffic on Hall Road.
Do the turnaround? Is that what you're doing right now?
Trying to. I'm just east of Plank, the first Michigan left by the Land Rover dealership, and I just need to get out onto the damn road.
I'm going to hear something odd, and I don't know why they did this, but I have a neighbor down the street who's got no driveway. They're moved in. Their driveway is dirt. Their garage is dirt. And they've got a playscape out in their front yard. I was like, what? I was like, how can you move into a house with no driveway?
Yeah, it's rough. This spring, man, as soon as that guy showed up at my house, I'm like, do it now, because it was driving me nuts. So what are they doing? Where do they park? What do they do?
I have no idea, but I looked, and like their backyard is like not graded, and right next to their lot is like the big, like a big flood. So I have no idea how that worked out. I'm gonna talk to my sales guy at some point and ask him about that lot. He'll give me the story, I'm sure.
Did they like forego the? I'm going the long way home, dude. There's cops, got people pulled over now. What a mess. Did they like forego any of the yard preparation and to get a better price or what?
I have no idea. I was just riding my bike earlier to go get my mail, so I went that way to avoid all the construction workers. And there's a little boy outside, and he said hi to me, and I said hello. And then the dad looked at me funny and didn't say hi to me. And then I'm like, looked at their, you know, I'm kind of looking at the yard. There's like a playscape out in the yard. You know, one of those things, kind of like the one that you got in your yard, but it's like it's in their front yard. You know, and there's dirt, you know. And, yeah, it's just odd. And then all the cars are parked out in the front, and then he was unloading something. But it was just weird. It's like every other house, they have their driveway first. And, like, they don't close on the house until that's all done. So he must have done some negotiation.
My question is, how did they build the house without a driveway? Like, they've got to bring machinery and equipment in, and guys got to park and get in and out, and what, are they just doing it in the mud? Like, I don't get that.
I have no idea. But, you know, my street's pretty much done. Like, all the houses are built. They're all way down at the end. There's some new houses. They're on the next street. And then there's, like, houses, like, in the cul-de-sac areas. You know, those by the lake, there's, like, a pond or whatever. So they're building over there. And those lots got to be really expensive. The further back you go in the subdivision, I bet you there's going to be million-dollar homes in the back of the sub.
Yeah, these houses are getting ridiculous how much they cost now.
I want to go for a bike ride, and their bikes are too small for them. Here we go again.
Time to go buy some new ones.
Just get them one of the, what is the 10, I don't even know if they call them 10 speeds anymore. I should just give them get them an adult bike now. And then, you know what? Grow into it.
I know my daughter's on her third bike, and she's 5. So I know what you mean, man. They grow quick.
Drive my e-bike. I go, nope, you got to be 18. I don't know what the law is. I just tell them that.
I forgot that my parents have those. I don't know if they ever even use the damn things.
Our bike's got to be inflated and all that. The tires, you know. Well, let me see. Yeah, it's actually pretty decent. They don't need them inflated. My wife's bike, she never rides her bike. Yeah, they can ride my wife's bike. There you go.
Well, I'm sure it won't be long. They'll hit a point where they can all just share clothes, bikes, shoes, all that stuff.
I have a 14-year-old friend that they're kind of doing that with. She's being an influencer on them, but at the same time, I almost think of her like a babysitter because, like, whatever she does, the kids want to do, you know, because she's 14. And she's actually well-behaved, you know. It doesn't, you know, gets them to wake up early and stuff like that, on time and stuff like that. She's kind of like the adopted third child we have because, her parents like live up in Flint area, but they go to their little homeschool group down here. So sometimes she spends the night.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good role model compared to what most of these kids are. I'm dreading. I can already see it in my daughter that goes to preschool. Like, she comes home with like these new things and like does these stupid new things and is obnoxious. And I'm like, oh God. Here it comes, school starting.
All the peer pressure and all that. Wait until they start using the slang. I hear What the Sigma a lot and all kinds of other ones that you're probably not supposed to say.
Oh, I know. Not looking forward to that either. Thanks, tough, man.
But you know what? It's just interesting. Like, where are the origins of this stuff? Like, where do they come from? And they're all coming from YouTube influencers. Like, the phrases and stuff have come from some meme or something that happened on like YouTube.
NABDF. That's exactly it. It's just some stupid people on the internet that coined a stupid phrase and it caught on, and now everyone says it.
Eric's catchphrase, right, Eric? Kids not to go by the, you know, where the sewer area is, where the groundwater goes into. I go, don't go over there. What do?
Oh, the retention pond?
Like a retention pond, like your ground is leveled. You know, your lot is leveled, and there's kind of like this, I don't know if you call it really a river, like an egress or something. Like, there's like an area that is dipped down on purpose so that water collects there, and then it's connected into the sewers. You know, it's kind of like a little mini river in your backyard for your for drainage. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't get like river. You know, it's not like it's overflowing, but the ground is all soggy. So like if you go over there and walk on the grass, you're gonna sink into the ground with your shoe and get it soaked.
That would be a swale, which I have to do on both sides of my lot because it wasn't done correctly the first time, hence the reason I got all that water. But, yeah, those are usually pretty damn wet in the spring, and then they dry out, but they're there for a reason. It keeps your yard and your house dry.
For a third person, I'm going to tell you about this, but I had a big waterfall. You can look on Telegram tonight when you get home. You'll see it in the dumpster area. I had a big waterfall in front of my gutters because I forgot to, I didn't even think of it. I had to clear the leaves out of the gutter so that they would get out. But it was just like overflowing. I just like, oh my God, this is going to flood in the basement if I don't get rid of it. I know they have it like peat gravel all around your house, but I feel like that's an emergency situation, not the norm.
If your builder is reputable and knows what he's doing, it would take a lot for you to have some water egress issues.
The way it was coming down last night at 10:30, it's like, you know, you got two levels. You got the second story roof is draining in down to the first story's roof, and then it's going into it was just like this big overflow. And then the pillars on my porch, they're wood that are painted, so it's like I don't need that rotting.
I know, it was absolutely dumping. The last 2 days, one of the days I was driving home, I could barely even see. It kind of got me thinking, like, man, I'm not mad that my antenna's in the attic because there's no trees or coverage around me. It's all, I think, just wide open fields, right? So the wind just rips through there. So it's got me thinking, it's like, maybe I'm just going to keep this thing in here and not have to ever worry about touching it.
Anyways, I heard you got your antenna in your attic, and you tried Romeo. Did you try any other repeaters?
Yeah, so Romeo Richmond are good. I can get into the Mayville 550, which is linked to the 675 GMRS down here. I can get into a Flint repeater, I believe. I can hear the Renaissance repeater. And then there's one other one that I got. Oh, Lapeer. I can get in wherever the Lapeer one's set up temporarily. I can get into that one too, but I can't get into their D-Star. Now, with that being said, I ran the loss calculator and everything, and I'm only getting like 3 watts out of that THD-75 after the loss. So that's not helping my case, but my 2730B will be here tomorrow. So I'm really anxious to get that hooked up and programmed, which I didn't realize I can't program it with an SD, and I don't know if I've got the right cable, so that's a whole other thing I got to deal with, but we'll see what happens when I'm pumping 25, you know, 50 watts out of it. I think that'll make a huge difference, and I'm hoping I don't have to do anything with the antenna.
Well, if you only got like 3 or 4 frequencies to put in there, you can just put those in by hand and put them into memory. It should be relatively simple, but if you've got a bunch of them, then be a different story, but like me, I got all these HTs. It's like I only really use like three frequencies, you know, and I never have to those are the only ones I'm concerned about. So, and you know, GRMS is kind of meh. I got a dedicated radio for that if I really need it.
That's true. I don't think I'm going to open this one up. My 500's opened up, never used it. My 5100 was opened up, never used it. I just don't have any desire to go there. But then there's always that like thought in the back of my mind where I'm like, well, you know, maybe I'll be somewhere with a buddy that's got an HT on GMRS, or the kids and my wife have the FRS radios, and I can just flip over in the truck. Stupid hypothetical situations that I'll never be in. So I think I'm going to leave this one alone and just put, I'll put frequencies in there to test, and if they work, I'll save them. But yeah, it's probably going to be the Clear node, my Shari node, Romeo, Richmond, Lapeer, and whatever other ones I'm able to hit. Other than that, I'm gonna leave it be.
Besides, you got to keep it pristine for when you sell it someday, because there'll be another ICOM that comes out that you want to replace it with.
That's inevitable, and I think that's why I take such good care of my stuff, because I know it's not forever. 75 is probably forever. I love that thing. But, you know, ICOM kind of got on my list, I'm not going to lie, with this radio. It doesn't even come with a bracket to attach the head to the body. It's a $51 part that does not come with the radio. That costs $350.
Let me get this straight. So you can use it as a detached thing just fine. But if you want to have it attached to the radio as one piece, then you got to pay more.
You're kind of correct. So it doesn't come with any mounting brackets whatsoever. Nada. Comes with the body, the head, a microphone with the cable, and then the remote control head cable. That's all that comes in the box. So whether you want to mount it in the truck or the car, you got to buy, I forgot what part number it is, but it's basically a metal plate that goes on the back of it and has magnets that attach to the radio, like the 5100 has. And then you still have to buy like a Lido or something, however you want to affix it. Or you have to buy what I did, which is the ICOM OEM part that allows it to attach to the body of the radio, like every single mobile radio that exists today that does it out of the box. You have to buy the part to do that. So when you get the radio, like, you have to figure out immediately how you want to attach it or mount it to whatever you're going to use it for.
Oh, ICOM, why do you do that? So, well, they all do it now, the big ones, but KF8S for ID.
You know, I kind of got to tip my hat to Yaesu on that one. Like, every mobile I've ever had from Yaesu, you just open it up and you can attach it, or it's got a quarter 20 or whatever that is on the back of it, and you just screw it into whatever you want, and you're good. But ICOM is like, nope, we're not going to give you that functionality at all.
At least on sale, so that the sale price makes up for it.
This came out in February, mid-February, end of February, and no deals.
Well, on AliExpress land, I got yet another refund on a product that never got delivered. It's so funny. And then and if it delivers, I get it for free.
You know, knock on wood, everything I've ever ordered from China has always showed up.
W-A-D-A-P.
Is that Eric?
Roger, that's me.
You're very quiet.
You know, yeah, who is that? I can't hear you. I got my radio, like, all the way up.
So, I'm fine.
Say it with your chest.
No, I'm perfectly loud. Everyone, all my real friends say I sound fine.
Your outdoor voice.
You can hear me, right? I sound fine. Just leave me alone. I sound fine.
You sound like a little church mouse.
agitating mode. He doesn't like the conversation.
No one else is saying that, so
you guys. The robot, get back to work. I'm going to tell your boss.
I fixed all the robots today. I got 18 more coming in next week.
RT900 that I ordered last month has not arrived, so I get a refund on it. And if it shows up, I get it for free.
Isn't that just an RT890 with Bluetooth on it?
No, it's, so this is a RT900, 8-watt, and it does not have Bluetooth on it. It's, supposed to have the same kind of chip as the 890, the non-Bluetooth one, but anyways, I'm not getting it, so it doesn't matter.
It might show up.
It's had no tracking information for over 15 days, so I basically, this part of their guarantee I get a refund on it.
That's better than a stick in the eye, I guess.
Well, I was literally just looking at the RT900, and it's a little bit, it's like an 890, but it's a little bit taller, and it has Bluetooth on it and something else. I forget which else, but no, it does not have shortwave in it. So I don't know what RT900 you're talking about. Not the one on the Radtel site, but that's probably why you didn't get it. It was a fake. It was a phony.
No, it's one of the ones that guy that's hacking the H3, he's making firmware for that, the 890 and the 900, but he said he's not making it for the Bluetooth model because it's a different chip. So there is a 900 non-Bluetooth model, but, well, whatever. It was, you know, it was $26, and it's not going to, you know, if it comes, it's free, you know.
By the way, Dave, there's a new firmware for the 890 and the 900, a new firmware on the Radtel site, hack firmware. Version 3.2.
I'm gonna wait until that Marcus guy. That Marcus guy's got it almost fully ported for the 890. So I'm waiting for his to mature. I'm watching his forum on Facebook, and he's got most of the features there. It's not quite ready yet to try out, so I'm waiting. I'll let other people test it.
Is he basing it on the other one? The O, it starts with an O, O-H something.
Not the O-E whatever. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No, this Marcus guy, he took that one as a base to look at it, but then he ported his H3, you know, the one that's on the H3, he ported it over to the 890. And he's kind of like working on both of them, but not at the same time. Like he just released like an update for the H3 firmware, but he's focusing right now on the 890. He likes working on the 890 because it's an ARM chipset. So he's like, I needed a project that lets me work on ARM. So he's like using it as a way for him to learn ARM, I guess.
Okay, well, I'm going to try out that new version just for giggles. Anyhow, Dakota, are you home yet?
No, traffic's been extra dumb. Still got about 12 minutes to go here.
What time are you going to be in the area, Eric? EWD.
Alaska. Yeah, okay. I'm probably going to be getting gas at 18 in Mound, so I'll shoot over 18 mile or something, or 19.
I got to grab my daughter, but I can probably be over at that Kroger at 18 and the Gwinder or whatever at like 10 after 6 or something.
Yeah, maybe I can get Jack to come up there and drop off a bag of his radios with some sausage. So, yeah, okay, cool. Mound is backed up. What the heck's going on? Mound is completely backed up. Is this what you're talking about, Dakota?
No, Hall Road was all jacked up. I couldn't get out of my parking lot, and then when I got out of my parking lot, the Michigan left I needed to take. Macomb County had some idiot wearing a mask pulled over and getting him out of the car, so, yeah, took me a solid 10 minutes longer than it should have to get to 53.
Just found out what the problem was on Mound. A excavator fell off a trailer. And there's like this big giant pile of gravel near it, so I don't know if the gravel fell off the truck and they're picking it up with the excavator or I don't know, but two lanes are blocked off, so I'm past it now.
Good thing Mound has like 6 lanes.
We got 5 lanes of traffic. You got 2 lanes that are taken up, and then the other 3 lanes, everyone's got to slow down and gawk. Slow down to like, you can't just drive by doing 40 or 50 and look. You got to slow down to 10 miles an hour to look. Idiots.
That's the reason for most of the traffic jams. People got to stare at whatever's going on.
You're lurking. Gary's extension is red. So he's lurking.
Hey, what was the deal with HOIP? Did anyone ever talk to Dave in the UK? I think someone sent him a message. I did.
There's a whole IT problem. Restarted.
But you said everything was working over there.
Dave and Dakota doubled. Go ahead, I think Dave.
No, it wasn't me. I don't know who else that was.
Just saying. The typical IT problem, they just rebooted the server.
Don't you discredit me.
That's all Dakota does. He just says, reboot your server, reboot your modem. And that's the extent of it, right?
I hear it all the time, every day, when people have issues. I'm like, all right, well, your uptime's 7 days. Let's reboot your computer. They're like, it's all your IT guys ever say. It's like, well, what do you do when you don't sleep for 7 days? Probably not feel too good.
My only issue with that is, by the time I ever call tech support or something, I've already done that. I've already did the stupid easy thing first. You know, I've already went to like the right on the edge of advanced troubleshooting, but they make me go through the step one through six, anyhow.
Max got 30 days uptime.
That's Linux. It doesn't count. That's a whole other ball of wax that actually works good. Eric, unfortunately, the other 99% of moronic end users that don't do that are the reason why IT makes you do that, because they don't trust anybody.
You know what? And I've been on service calls at auto plants, and I've repaired, you know, fixed robot lines, you know, and they say, don't tell us to do this, this, and this. We've already done that. But then they didn't. So I do it anyhow, and then it fixes it. Your robot's not working because you're on the hard stop. No, I'm not on the hard stop. I go, I can see it's on the hard stop. You know? Well, it didn't hit the software. Well, it doesn't matter if it didn't hit the software stop. It's hitting the hard stop. If someone didn't home the robot or calibrate it right. It's like trying to hit home position and it's hitting the hard stops. Oh, the hard stop.
You know, the way I look at it is,
a lot of IT better than I do.
Do you need this problem fixed? Like, do you need to be working now, or do you have time to give me the machine or have me look at your machine so that you're down for a couple hours? Like, which one do you want to pick? It's like, I need it now. Well, okay, reboot. And, you know, the problem probably will go away, but obviously the cause of the problem might come back. So that's the thing. You know, it's like, well, do you need it now, or can you do without it for a while?
Oh, here's what it is in the auto plants. All the old guys aged out and retired or died or whatever, and all the young whippersnappers think they know what they're doing because they watched the older guys fix something, and they just get bits and pieces of the information, think they know enough to fix it, and end up screwing it up even worse. Then when you tell them they did, they get, you know, I try to word it nicely, they get mad at you.
We're doomed because of Gen Z.
Make a video and then maybe they'll watch it.
I'm so good at IT, one of my users brought me a package of Kowalski Hunter sausages today as a thank you.
Was that one of Jack's relatives?
I started laughing when you said Jack and his sausage earlier because that happened to me today.
Yeah, John tried to eat the whole package in front of Jack. At least I wait until I get home. John's like, oh, I'll tell him. He eats like 8 pieces of it, and then he can't eat dinner.
All right, John, I'm finally pulling off my street here.
For the Dakota repeater system, you're going to get a tower, you're going to put it in your backyard, and it's going to be the NADVF repeater.
If someone else paid for it, I would 100% host a repeater in my yard. But I don't think that's going to happen because geographically it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I'm in the eclipse, is that it? The footprint of Richmond and Romeo, both of which aren't phenomenal at my house. Richmond does better than Romeo, but I don't know. It would have to. I think the repeater would have to go north of 69 to make any sense.
Well, I don't know if it gets higher up there or whatever, but yeah, they have the meringue or whatever they call it, the little troughs from the iceberg.
Oh, but you're really creepy, too. Captain Don, how are you? Hi, bye. I'm pulling in my driveway right now, but I'll catch you guys later. NADVF.
Hi, bye. Peter, you on Captain Don? You on Richmond?
Nah, Warren.
I'm wondering why you have a hard crash every time you're done talking. Weird.
Yeah, I'm using a TYT 96. MD-9600, I think I'm hearing it on my end, too. I was trying to figure it out. Wow, that time it got stuck.
Oh, that was weird.
When
wonder if somebody's monitoring and doing adjustments because it kind of went away on the next transition.
I don't know. Well, now that Dakota's home, I'm going to go over to the other side. KF8S.
All right. See you there. En route to Kroger, Eric, 88 OD.
KA8UGQ mobile monitoring.
Hi, who was that, just clicked on, oh, Doug, what's going on, NAW Joe?
Yeah, what's going on, KF8DRJ, just bouncing around, seeing what's going on in the old repeaters, Roger.
Oh, well, I guess, same old, same old, you know. You get somebody here and you get somebody there, and if they don't respond, then it's time to move on to the next person, I guess. I don't know. However you want to look at it. According to this, you on the flying beer repeater?
Yeah, Roger that. It would appear K8SBI. Yes, is the one that I connected with here on my Echo Link in Detroit, just to see if anybody was using it there. Roger, back to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So you're not going through radio. You're going through. What's his name? Repeater. Dang, I don't know why I keep forgetting names today. That's Sean's repeater. So you're going through Sean's repeater. You're not on the radio, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I usually use this for farther distance away. And it says it's J, I believe. No, wait a minute. Sorry. That's probably you on the screen. K8FBI, Flying Beers, is the host, I imagine. I probably could just link up with this one via the radio, but I was tinkering with the Echo Link and stopped in that way.
Roger. Oh, well, that's good. I mean, hey, whatever works. You know, we got so many routes to choose, you know. If that's the way you want to go, you want to take that route, no problem. No doubt about it there, so. But you didn't give me a chance to really catch you because I was on my other radio and I heard this click by the time I got over here. You had just clicked off. That's for sure, so. And I don't think I ever talked to you, Doug. How long you been around? You've been telling me you're in Allen Park. How long you been, well, it seemed like you've been a ham for a while there. Go ahead.
Well, believe it or not so long. I'm a former 11-meter operator. Got my ham ticket several weeks ago, actually, counting weeks. Been hanging mostly in 10-meter, started experimenting with 2-meter, got a Bofang HT, and I've been tinkering with that, figuring stuff out, and a friend of mine recommended the Echo Link, so I downloaded that, and I've been tinkering with that, so But yeah, right now I guess I'm spending most of my time in 2 and 10 meters and kind of leaving 11 meters in the dust. It's just a different world. I know I probably don't have to tell you, right? Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. Doug, I didn't realize you have another letter on there. Because I'm looking at your call, and my call is KDADR, but he's an advance. But see, with that extra letter on your car, now I see you are very brand new. I would say real brand new, but you are new enough, the KFH. Yeah, I remember when it used to be KBA, KCA, KDA, KEA. Now it's KFH. I just realized that. Yeah, you're a newbie. Okay, I got it now.
Well, Roger, I guess it's too bad to do that, right? Because everybody will know how old I am. In radio years, anyway. 65 years old physically, but yeah, just got the ticket. Like I said, enjoying it. I'm going to be putting up a 2-meter antenna on the roof. I still got my Antron up there, which serves my 10-meter just fine. And, you know, pretty much experiencing the hobby. But yeah, I guess the KF probably dates me, so... Yeah, I passed it just a couple weeks ago, so, yep, very new to, especially to this aspect of it. Roger?
Yeah. Uh-oh, 2-meter mess is going on. Just starting up. Yeah, well, I'm sure you will enjoy it. Boy, how did you learn about Echolink so quick? Who told you about this?
Well, believe it or not, it was a couple of questions on the test, as I recall. And then I was listening to, I joined the Motor City Radio Club, which does their net meeting thing on Tuesday nights. And I was listening to that and realized that there were people radioing in from, like, Indiana and all over the place that your 2-meter radio isn't typically going to hit. I thought, wait a minute. These people are hooking up on this thing I remembered reading up about when I studied for my test, which was the Echolink. So I downloaded it and got validated, you know, because I'm legit, and I've been tinkering with it the last couple of days. So, yeah, I've been doing a lot of stuff in a short period of time, I guess, put it that way, but having a blast doing it, back to you.
Oh, yeah, I've got... plenty of friends on here. Plenty of friends that's on Echolink. And I see one of my buddies already on there. I see one of my buddies on there now. You don't mind me clicking on him and introduce you to my friend over there in Warren, Michigan, do you?
No, not a bit. Go for it. And in one of these transmissions, fire over the frequency for the repeater that you're using, because to do this the way I did, it doesn't show it. I'm just logged into it. But one day I'll try to hit the repeater with my radio. So in just an upcoming transmission, shoot me which receive frequency that is, and I'll find it and plug it in.
Okay, so are you connected to the repeater now?
Well, you know, I'm connected, according to my screen, it says I'm connected to K8FBI. And if that is in fact the repeater, then I guess that answer is yes. But I've encountered a few of these things where that wasn't exactly what it was, and that it was actually a different named repeater, and you could look it up by frequency and plug it in that way. But yeah, I just... there's a number of Detroit repeaters that come up, so I don't know which one this is connected to.
Okay. Can you drop that machine? Can you drop it? There's no need in being hooked up to that, because we don't have to go to the repeater. We're going direct. It's like a chat room. But you know, but right now, if you're connected to the repeater, anybody's on the a flying deer, hear us talking as we speak there. Can you drop that machine there? Do you know how to drop it?
If you're saying simply disconnect from this one, yes, I can do that.
Yeah, drop that machine, and that way we can talk direct. Because right now everybody on that repeater here, if they're on that machine yet. If I'm not mistaken, the flying deer repeater is four. Is that the 443600, something like that? 442600?
Okay, I'm just looking at the screen. I see what you're talking about now. Yeah, let me drop the connect on the repeater to free that up, and then just link up in the conference standby.
Yeah, I see. W-A-T-P-E.